What else might you say? Some sort of an adjective to describe him.
Agile.
Do you use the word spry?
Yes, spry. Mm-hmm. Yes, spry is a...
If the children were out later than usual, you might say, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little bit...
worried.
Or?
Concerned.
Or?
You don't
disturbed. Feel, you don't feel easy, you feel...
uneasy. Yeah.
And your husband might say, they'll be home all right, don't...
worry.
A child might say, I don't want to go upstairs in the dark, I'm...
afraid.
What would you call a place that was frightening? That's a what kind of place?
A dark place or a place that was frightening?
Well, would you say scary?
Yeah, scary is good.
Okay. What would you call a person who is easily frightened?
Afraid again.
Okay. The old gray mare, she ain't what she used to be. Do you have a negative form of used to be? So she is afraid now, but she...
she is afraid now, but she...
meaning that she was not afraid before.
Well, I guess she used to not be.
Okay, fine. Somebody who leaves a lot of money around and then leaves the door unlocked, he's very...
foolish.
Or...
unafraid.
Or if you'd been doing some addition and you'd made all kinds of mistakes, you'd say, oh, those were just what kind of mistakes?
Well, that didn't get
the word out.
Oh, wait a minute, I know.
Oh, you wouldn't say, these kids are not really reckless drivers, they're just a little bit, they don't pay attention to stop signs, and they're just a little... this is a pronunciation item, that's the reason.
That you need,
there's got to be another way to get this word, let's see. You know, if you know better, but you're just making these, what kind of mistakes? These, you know, typographical errors. It's not that you can't spell the word, it's just a what kind of mistake. It's just a...
I know, I can't think of the word that you're... trying to find. I know it's faultless. It's
starts with a C. C A R E.
Careless.
Yeah.
Careless mistakes.
Need to resort to spelling, but you know you have to sometimes. You might say there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts a little bit.
A little bit screwy.
What's another word?
A little bit. Crazy.
Would you use the word starting with a Q?
Queer?
Mm-hmm. Do you mean odd?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is there a reason for not using that
word?
Well,
now there is a reason, because a lot of our beautiful words have just gone by the wayside.
What?
Because of new meanings.
What does queer mean now?
Queer is supposed to mean homosexual, doesn't it?
How long has that been the case?
Well, as far as I know, not very long. Just a few years.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just a few years.
If a man is very sure of his own ways, he will never change his mind, you might say to him, don't be so...
stubborn.
Okay. And someone you can't joke with without his losing his temper, you'd say he's still very...
immature.
Well, if any little thing goes wrong, he's...
short-tempered.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Would you ever say touchy or testy?
I know what.